All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. Today we're going to be talking about, you know, rod selection. I think that's kind of what we had a lot of
equipment.
We've had a lot of emails on this recently.
Rod/equipment.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to hear about Brad's equipment, just his rod or his reel. Well, maybe not even that. That's a little too descriptive.
No, but so we've had a lot of emails just really over the last couple of months, and we answer this question quite a bit, you know, like if hey, guys, I don't have, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 to go out and buy something. I want to buy a good spinning rod or a good trolling rod. It's usually spinning rod. I don't know if anybody's asked on the trolling rod.
Jigging, casting, stuff like that.
Yeah. What do you guys use? And I think we talk about it quite a bit in some of our podcasts. Like we talk about, you know, like 6'6", medium, or fast action, whatever we're going with for the day. But we must not have really dived into it because we have this question that comes up a lot. So that's what we're going to cover tonight. I think it would be something good, like you said, rod and reel or
favorite rod and reel combo. Why don't you go ahead and go, Mitch?
You know, one that catches fish. Serious.
Done.
Yeah.
Serious.
Okay. Podcast Snoopy over. Pool. Thanks, guys. I'm fishing for more great info.
That was easy. No. So here's the deal. I've had a few pretty high dollar setups, rods and reels, and I love fishing with them, especially a good rod. Right. Mm-hmm. You've got that St. Croix that I was fishing with this summer.
Yeah.
One weekend, but oh man, it was awesome. Yeah. I loved it. But what's happened to me usually when I spend a bunch of money on something really nice, I break the tip off or they just vanish.
And it's funny because the tip breaks off just as easy on a $400 St. Croix as it does on a $50, you know, whatever.
It sure does. Sure does. So. Well, a few years ago, Brad and I both got these, Bass Pro Shops, Tourney X rods. You know what?
They were blanks, right?
No, it wasn't a combo.
Right. It was like a rod blank. Bass Pro had their name on it, but it wasn't.
Tourney X. And they were great. I still have both mine, mm-hmm. and I still like fishing with them.
Yeah.
I've got a couple other setups, but there's just something about those rods that it's a confidence thing for me. I like it, and I know they work well. You know, so I like those rods out of all my rods.
Really? Even some of the higher dollars, like you've had an Esox rod they're expensive.
Yeah, and you know, and that's my Lindy rigging rod. And so, you know, I really don't break it out that much.
Sure.
But it's a great rod. I don't like jigging with it, though. It's a little too long, I think. You know, I don't like it. It's a little too soft.
What's the length?
7'7".
Yeah, well, that is pretty long. That is pretty huge. So what kind of reel? What's your favorite? I'm assuming it's going to be spinning.
Yours is going to be Abu Garcia.
Yeah. No, not necessarily, dude. I really like
the Flugers. Come on, Josh.
No, I really like the Flugers. I've been having
Shimano
just as good a luck with the Flugers as I have, and I've used Shimano for years too.
Yeah, for years I was Shimano.
Daiwa was a good reel too. I really like. I've had a couple Daiwas that I've really liked.
I like those in the trolling line counter reels.
Yeah, trolling line counter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, I have spinning reels. I was Shimano for years. Mm-hmm. And then just this 2 years ago, I got a couple Flugers, and I love them. They're great.
I do, too. And they seem to be, you know, I don't think they're – they seem to be a little more affordable than the Abus. But I don't know if that's just because sometimes you find them on sale. Like, they have good sales on them or whatever, a good deal. But, you know, when we go to get them off of, let's say, the Flugger webpage, and I will compare them between those and the Abus. I mean, they're pretty close to the mm-hmm. same price, but I, you know, and they're all part of the Pure Fishing family, but I really like them. I mean, I really do. I have, I think, probably three of them now,
mm-hmm.
and to be honest with you, I think I like them.
Do you like the Fish
Abus.
Eagles, then? The rods?
Which rods?
The Flugger Eagle?
No, it's the Fenwick you're thinking of.
I'm Fenwick. I'm sorry.
Dude, I really like the Fenwicks. I mean, and Fenwick is, I think that's a rod that is...
Eagle.
Yeah, that or that walleye. Their walleye series one, and they have you know, it's interesting because Fenwick is they're pretty pricey. I mean, they're you know, and they have the a lot of most of theirs have the stuff the cork grip, which I like. But you know, Fenwick is right up there with the more expensive rods. You know, it's not quite a St. Croix or a Loomis or something like that, but it's a little more pricey than your basic like even a Shimano or something. But I like the Fenwick. I have probably five or six Fenwicks. All of my bottom bouncing rods are Fenwicks, which I really like. All four of those are great. They have been just that is my favorite addition the last 2 years. But I bought a new jigging rod just to try it, right? Just to see. I had broken the tip off of one of my old Shimanos I'd had forever. Broke the tip off and said, all right, I'm going to replace this one with a Fenwick and let's see how much I like it. I loved it. I liked it so much that when I broke.
No, you like it so much you talked me into buying two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. But when I broke the tip off of, I had one of those Walleye Series Bass Pro Rods for my casting cranks, 7.2. And I loved that rod, but somehow the tip either came undone or something, but it came off. So I actually used that Fenwick 6.6 jigging rod as my crankbait casting rod because it was just a touch stiffer, and it worked really well, even for that. So I actually ended up using that to do more casting of cranks than I did jigging this year because I had, you know, I didn't have another casting rod, and it was really difficult to get replacement rods this year. So
yeah, it was a little tricky for a lot of stuff this year.
so I just used it and I loved it. So I had my 2 St. Croix jigging rods, which I know you guys don't necessarily like too much because they're medium light, but as far as a medium light goes, it doesn't feel like a medium light to me. It feels more like a medium.
Well, here's the one thing that I know. So like in Brad's boat, I'm used to fishing his trolling rods that are in his boat, right?
Right.
In our jigging setups, I've got mine. We're, you know, slip bobbers, all that. So I just fish with that equipment a lot more. We jump in your boat and all great stuff, right? Mm-hmm. All top quality stuff everywhere around. But what a different feel. Every one of your rods feels different than the ones we use.
We fish a lot softer trolling rods.
And that's the first thing I notice is, Brad and I both like that softer action where yours are a little stiffer.
Yeah.
And it's different. And it feels different when you're fishing.
Right. Yeah. And mine are the telescoping Bass Pro Walleye Series trolling rods, which I have had for 16 years, 17 years, probably. I bought them as a combo with the Daiwa C-line counter reels. And back then when I bought them, those Daiwa were top of the line. And so it was this time of year holiday sale. And it was just too good to pass up. It was like $100 for the combo. So I equipped myself for $400, bought every, you know, got all four. Mm-hmm. And I've had them for 15 years. No issues, you know, and we all know trolling rods, right? They get dropped and slammed and, you know, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, thrown up against the side of the boat, you know, when you're out there and you go from trolling to jigging and you latch them into the side of the boat and you scream across the lake. I mean, they get beat up and they've lasted. They're really good trolling rods. But I know someday, at some point, I'm going to have to replace them because they don't make them anymore. So you're going to have to replace them with something else. But I mean, I've really liked them. I've gotten a lot of use out of them.
So another one of my favorite combos is just that the Daiwa C-line counter.
Yes.
And these were our original trolling rods, but the old Eagle Claw. I don't know what model they were, but the yellow ones.
Oh man,
the old yellers. So they're awesome. They are soft. They've kind of got a blue foam handle on them. Well, they're in my garage now, so they go in my boat. Mm-hmm. And I prefer them. We've caught so many
fish. Are those
fish.
The Eagle Claw?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, the Eagle Claw trolling rods are good rods.
And these are old. I don't know. How old are they? 15 years?
I've got blue ones. Almost like your yellows.
No, you got the blue ones. The blue ones came out a couple years after the yellows.
Yeah.
They were like, I can't remember why they went blue, but it's
I same like them. I only thing. Have one.
Yeah,
I,
same I one, two, but it's like 2 years one, later. Yeah.
No, I know what. If there was a way to, like, Mitch, here's your shot at your heaviest freshwater fish ever. What combo are you going to use? Give me that rod.
Really?
That's what I, oh, yeah.
It was a $79 rod and reel setup.
Yeah, the combo.
Yeah.
That's his deal. because it's funny because it was a fish eagle. It was the Cabela's
brand.
That's
what it is.
It's a fish eagle made by Eagle Claw, right? And it had a Depth Master at that time, trolling reel. But now they've had the Depth Master too. There was only one size at the time, but it was the Depth Master. And that's an okay trolling reel that it gets hung up quite a bit, the line counter does, when you're trying to release. But I mean, they're old.
It's got some hours on those.
Yeah, it's got some
lots of hours. Lots of weather too.
That was the first trolling rod combo probably 15, 17 years ago that we bought with line counters. Yeah. Because before that, it was like the pen reels that were just ungodly expensive. So we're like, let's try these line counter reel thing. What's going on with it?
Well, and those pen reels are like bulletproof. I had one as a kid.
Oh, yeah. They're great reels.
Came from my aunt, but that's my grandparents how sent it to me for Christmas from Michigan.
Really?
And we don't even have a boat. It's like, what am I supposed to do with this? Run up and down the shore?
But that's how we got. That's how we got into those. Rod reels at first, when we were first getting our first trolling reel combo setups, we bought four of them. And now down through the years, I think we got two left just because of X, Y, and Z, whatever's happened to them.
Yeah.
But, and I think because they were a softer rod, when we started learning how to pull bouncers really well, that's what we used. And now it's kind of over years, we've gotten better at pulling bouncers and that softer rod. So when we've now upgraded or bought newer rods, whatever brand that is, we go with a little bit softer because that's how we kind of grew up learning how to bottom bounce.
Your guys is the stuff you use is much softer than what I use.
Yes.
I mean a lot softer.
So the two that you had me buy, because Fenwick is, they do make a higher end rod, kind of like the St. Croix, but it's not quite to that.
Yep.
But
it's
the Fenwick Eagle is what you're talking about.
Yep.
And they actually, that's one of their lower end priced units because a lot of Fenwicks are in that 100 plus range.
Uh-huh.
So you can get a Fenwick Eagle in that $70 range.
Right.
And they're actually really nice. This year was the first year I bought two of them because I don't know. I think we went out fishing with yours. We did. We were out 2 years ago, and I used it when we were doing jigging wraps. And I ended up buying two of them because they're a pretty good price. And I'll tell you what, they quickly became some of my probably go-to jigging rods. I went with the 6.6 fast tip. So it's not like the 7 something that you have, but 6.6 fast tip medium action. And I have two of them.
Yep.
And I use that. And before that, I really fished that Esox rod. In that, it's not a well-known brand. I mean, it's known, but it's not like, you know, like St. Croix.
Yeah.
And, I'm telling you, that rod is super sensitive, right? But it was also, I think it was super fast. It was almost loaded too quick, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, it was, and I like a fast tip, especially for like, jigging rats or jigging and stuff like that, right? But I ended up moving over to those.
Right.
And I think that those are probably my two favorite jigging rods now.
They've proven to be pretty durable. So I like them too. And I really do like my two St. Croix.
They're nice. I fished your St. Croix before, and they are nice. And I think it's important if you have the money. I think it's more important to have money on the rod than it is the reel.
I do too.
Because the rod is where you feel everything. The reel, you can get away with a little bit. You want a nice, smooth reel, right? But
right.
I think that it's night and day. I mean, we have fished a lot. We'll fish with anything. I'll fish with a Snoopy pole if that's all I have, right?
Yep.
But when you go out,
your collapsible pin rod.
Yep. Yeah, I bought one because I wanted to try it because I was like, I'm getting one.
Your back pocket of the plane. Yeah.
Never know. I have a pocket rod. It's a pin rod. They're ready to go. I'm ready.
Yeah.
You ready? Never used it, but I was like, that's a great idea. I'll just keep my back pocket.
I'll hit any aquarium in this building.
He called me so excited. Dude, I got this pin rod. It's like the size of a ballpoint pen.
Yes, and I'm going to go fishing with it, and I am going to catch a pig.
When I go with my wife on her business trip, I'm fishing. I was like, okay, bro.
I know. It's better than nothing. Right?
It was hilarious.
I bet people on Survivor would love it. They'd be like, I'll take that pin rod now.
I'll do it right now.
Hey, no, I don't know. I bought that thing. I've never used it. I've had it for 2 years. It's just never presented itself because when we were going on business trips, I just take a better rod. I just use a better rod.
Someday.
Someday. Or you just roll into Walmart, buy a cheap one, and then leave it there like you do, right?
Yeah.
He's done that before. Yeah. Leaves it in the hotel room.
Damn it. But I think that I know Mitch can attest to this. Years ago, I was a big Mitchell fan for reels.
Yeah. Mitchell was.
Mitchell just is. They're like their 300 series is just a well built, no frills type spinning reel. Mm-hmm.
Well, and Mitchell for a long time was one of the only spinning reels you could get that were still all metal.
Yes.
For a long time. You know, mm-hmm. they were the all metal alternative to the new plastic and, you know, the carbon and whatever else they're starting to make them all out of now to make them lighter. But yeah, my dad used to love Mitchell.
Outside of Mitchell, Mitch turned me on several years ago to Shimano, and you've kind of, the Flugers are nice. I like
they
those
are.
Too. But I really like the Sedona. I do. It's just a quality. I have a couple of them, and
Shimano's great, especially for the price. Those Sedona's what, $65 probably.
Yep. Yeah. So with that, with my that Fenwick Eagle,
yeah, that's
you're talking $140, $130 sure. rod and reel, mm-hmm. and it's quality. It really is. It's a good smooth reel.
So that brings up a good point, and I think it's something that we should address as we're starting to get towards the end of this. Is I have noticed. I always liked putting on the little bit smaller, the 2500 series rod on a jigging.
You mean reel?
Reel. Okay. 2500 series reel, whatever.
Yes.
Just because it was so much lighter, right? Like you could really, in jigging, you weren't casting a super long ways and, it was just easier to hold in your hand all
versus
day.
Versus 35.
Right. Versus 35. I have noticed that even if you are going to use a jigging rod to cast, let's say, swim baits. You need to have the bigger reel.
Why?
Well, a couple reasons. One is the amount of line it holds. So if you're working those swim baits and you're doing it in a way where you, let's say, I know some guys let them sink to the bottom, then they reel, and then let them sit. And then reel, let them sit. And you kind of get that slack, and you run the risk of maybe getting a bird's nest somewhere along the line, right? Gets a knot somewhere. A lot of times you can cast out that swim bait so far that bird's nest may be enough to actually shut that reel down. So that happened to me twice this year where I was actually fishing jerk baits. And, of course, it's jerk, 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 and then you reel to slack, jerk, jerk. Well, it was going on the reel and it's not going on.
Sometimes it folds over.
And it folds over and I would get a knot, right? I'd cast out and it'd, bird's nest out and I couldn't get it out. Even with Fireline, I couldn't get it out. Well, that was it. Like it had cast out enough rod on that 2500 series reel, enough line on that reel to smoke it. I was done. I didn't have enough line.
Once you cut the knot out.
Yep. Once I cut the knot out, the next cast, it stopped at the backing.
You see, I understand what you're saying, but that's exactly why you can only cast one rod at a time. I'll carry a couple, because
right.
I would rather have the 25 because you're only going to run into that, Josh, a couple times a season, and you're going to be casting thousands of times. So why not get something that's more comfortable?
I would say if you're going to have we use swim baits enough now to where
I got a couple bigger ones.
Always have a rod with a swim bait on it, right? I'll do a rod with a swim bait, but I have 5 or 6 jigging rods. So I'll do at least 1 or 2 rods with swim baits so I can just, grab one and I don't have to switch off or pull a bait off or something.
That's right.
Those two are going to have 3500 series reels from now on. Because, when you have 4 or 5 jigging rods, you can almost leave them exclusively. Like they sit in the rod locker mm-hmm. of the boat and they're going to always be more or less, right? They're almost always going to be, unless we're doing something with slip bobbers where I need extra rods or something. But that is, I'm just saying as a tip, I have noticed that you can smoke a spool of line. No problem.
The only 35s, and we have 2 of them. Me and Mitch each have 1, and they're stored in my boat. The only ones that we have that are the big reels are we put the super line on it. We have a 40-pound braid on it, and we want the bigger ones because we are casting into cover that you need to be able to rip it out.
Yep.
And it's really shallow.
So swim baits forever.
Well, but that's why we have it is because it's a bigger, because you're fishing that 40-pound diameter line.
Yep.
And now I can put more than 30 yards on it. You know what I mean?
Right,
so we went bigger for that. I mean, that's what I do. But
I just noticed, because you cast jerk baits pretty far too. I mean, they're pretty healthy.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, I I was down rods when I didn't need to be. And it was at a tournament, and you don't want to be down rods at a tournament. And I was down a rod. And then, you know, so here we go. Now I'm using a second rod. Well, I know I'm going to tangle it up, right? I know, because I'm going to use it for the exact same thing. It's got almost the exact same reel on it, just a year's different, but same reel. So it's like, okay, well, this is going to happen too. And it, sure enough, it starts to happen. Now you're down two rods.
Sounds you know, like we all, somewhere over throughout our lives, we've all done this where you don't have enough line on your spool, like what you're talking.
And now it doesn't cast where the dam
But we're going to keep fishing. So you make that cast, and right at the end, you reach.
Yep.
You reach just to get that extra foot.
Yeah, like that matters. Yep. But you do. Yeah. We've all done that.
Like if you get a good fish on it, it takes any drag.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah.
You're smoked.
Game over.
Yeah.
You know, you reach.
Yeah. Or it hits the water, and you're just praying you don't get that immediate strike. Because when I go to set the hook, you know,
snap.
Yeah, it's going to be bad news.
Well, I think it's about time to wrap it up on this one tonight, talking about rods and reels. If you have some more questions on that or want some specific stuff, make sure you're sending your questions. And you guys do a great job. It takes a little bit to get back. But alleyesonfishing@gmail.com. We'd love to answer the questions. If you want some more specific stuff, let us know. We really don't have time to talk line. Maybe that's another podcast. We can talk about how what we spool up with.
Sure.
You know, things absolutely. Like that. Because that's, we don't have time for that. But but anyway, so rods and reels, let us know what you're thinking. Hey, we do appreciate you guys, you know, following us, sending us on to your friends and really making this thing what it is today. So we appreciate it from everybody at All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. And you can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at alleyesonfishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.